I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If the heat of summer has you wishing for a place to wet a line, consider a float fishing trip. We'll talk more about it coming up after this.
We know the future of hunting depends on our nation's youth. But did you know that in many states, it's illegal for you to take your son or daughter hunting until the age of 12 or even older? As a result, we have fewer young hunters, and the Families Afield program is designed to eliminate those barriers. Hunting is safe, and the safest hunters afield are young people with adult mentors. Visit our website at familiesafield.org to find out how you can bring more families afield.
With temperatures in the 90s, finding fish that are biting can often be a struggle, but along some of the state's smaller rivers, you're going to find a paradise of fishing. The South Branch, Kekapin, and Shenandoah Rivers offer floating in the eastern panhandle, while in the southern part of the state, the New and Greenbrier Rivers are good bets for a successful trip. Mark Scott is the DNR's fisheries biologist out of Beckley.
This time of year in the summer, it's good to float, but it's also not good to float because a lot of times the water's low, and you got to be careful, especially on the Greenbrier, because you can get into a lot of low water conditions and a lot of dragging and back-breaking works. That's not much fun. But this time of year, you want to go smaller lures, light line, because usually the rivers are low and clear.
As for specific baits, Mark says keep it simple.
If you just want to catch lots of fish, would be white rooster tails, small sizes. Also, little white or different color twister tail grubs, eighth ounce or maybe as big as a quarter ounce. Another bait that a lot of folks use for a little bit bigger fish are zoom flukes. Also, small buzz baits on the surface in the mornings and evenings are good. That'll catch about anything in the river. Sometimes small crankbaits work good, too.
Now, as you're floating, consider what you're after. Smallmouth bass are ambush feeders, so look for areas that could look like an ambush point and work those accordingly.
My favorite spot on the river to fish, for active fishing, is usually above a shoal. I'll actually, instead of just floating through and catching one fish, if possible, I'll pull over to the side somewhere or drop my feet and hold us in the middle of the shoal area there because it's usually shallow enough and fish all around. You know, you can usually catch several fish right at the top of the shoals because that's where the active fish are feeding. Another good spot is below the shoals. A lot of times fish will stack up in there. Places around weed beds, big rocks or logs that break off the current a little bit. Any place where the bass can hide and ambush their prey is good.
And don't be surprised if what you get is not a smallmouth.
Smallmouth will be your primary target. You'll catch it probably 90% of the time, but we're developing walleye fishery on the new. There's also catfish, you know, flatheads, channel catch that folks catch. You don't typically catch them on artificial baits, but occasionally you will. There's also an occasional hybrid striper, a true striper that's coming through from down Bluestone Dam way.
Consider a float fishing trip on a West Virginia river to liven up the dog days of summer. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.